I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Issues 2024. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Kansas State Fair General Manager Brian Schultz. Welcome to Issues 2024, Brian.
Well, good morning. Yep. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you with us. The Kansas State Fair in Hutchinson this year, scheduled for September 6th through the 15th. How many state fairs have there been in Hutchinson now?
Well, we started in 1913, so this will be our 111th fair, and out of that, we've only had one that we didn't have, and that was during COVID. So every other one, through all the wars, everything, we have always had some form of a fair.
The darn COVID. Oh, what a
wreck. That's right.
What a train wreck. Okay. Well, tell us about attendance last year, and how did it compare with other recent years, if you will?
Sure. So this will be my fourth fair that I've been the general manager here at the Kansas State Fair. And so I took over in 21. And 21, we had about 278,000, almost 279,000 people. In 22, we had 316,000 people. Last year, we were at 331,000 people. And we're looking to get back to the norm, which is roughly around that 350 plus. And that's what we're projecting for this year. I mean, we're hoping and looking at the weather and everything is going to be fantastic.
All right. Yeah, that's the thing. Keep your fingers crossed. It's not too hot or too wet. I've been up there when it's both at one time or another.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Brian, where do your visitors come from? Do the most of them come from this part of the world or what?
Yeah, you know, we do after the fair, we can run where people buy their tickets from. And the vast majority of them obviously are in Kansas, but we do go Oklahoma, Colorado, into Nebraska, into Missouri, and into Texas. I mean, it kind of stays within the states surrounding Kansas, but we do go a little further out. We have had people 2 years ago. We had some people from Australia come and visit us. We had some individuals from China last year or 2 years ago as well. So, I mean, it's a broad number of places where these people come from.
Even from overseas. Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you see many visitors who come to the fair every year who just make it, it's an annual thing, I've got to go to Hutch?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is something that we hear every year from people. My big thing when I'm out walking around, I ask people, why do you come to the fair? What brings you here? And, you know, it's always about a longstanding tradition. I met my wife here. You know, I kissed my first girl on the double Ferris wheel. You know, I showed cattle here. And we come every year, regardless if it's with us or our grandkids or our great-grandkids. So those are things that we hear. And that's, I think that's the tradition that we are seeing from a lot of people.
What's the economic impact of the fair on Hutchinson and Reno County?
You know, there was a study done that I believe it was back in 17 that showed like $117 million is what was the economic impact of the state fair to Reno County and to the state. Now, we are looking after this fair put out an opportunity to do another economic impact because we know how big of an impact it is to the county and to this part of the state and the state as a whole. So we just want to be able to tell our story and to tell it properly.
Well, yeah, that would be something you need to know. But needless to say, when the fair is on, your hotels, motels, and restaurants do pretty good business, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're right now having to go up into McPherson. We sell out a lot of McPherson. We're already booking people over into Mays. That these are people that we have to book for. It'd be like our judges or our superintendents that we have to take care of, or guests that are coming to visit, stuff like that. So you know, we go out into all those areas because we completely sell out the city of Hutch. When the new hotel comes online, hopefully next spring here in Hutch, I know that will be booked, you know, right away as soon as they start taking reservations.
I know that, of course, you generate a lot of your revenue from ticket sales, but how are you funded overall? What's your other funding then?
We are a state agency, and we are a fee-funded organization. And what that means is what we make is what we can spend. Each year, the legislature appropriates $135,000 towards the Kansas State Fair, and that money is earmarked specifically for utilities. And if you've ever been out to the state fair, you can about imagine that that doesn't even cut it's probably half of what it costs us to run electricity out here at the state fair. So we have to come up with other things throughout the year. We do between 500 and 600 other events on the grounds. These can be weddings and quinceañeras and RV rallies and, like the Kansas Beef Expo and the KGLS, which is Kansas Junior Livestock Show. You know, those bring in a lot of people into the fairgrounds, and they rent the facilities and then also hotel rooms and stuff like that. So we do a lot of other things that we can on the grounds to bring in additional dollars.
That was one of my questions. But we'll go ahead and talk about it a little more now then. So the fairgrounds, they don't sit idle when the fair is not there in September. Do you stay pretty busy then, huh?
Yes, absolutely. There's some weekends that we'll have up to eight other events going on at a time. We could have a cattle show and maybe a rabbit or poultry show going on one end of the grounds. We could have a wedding, a quinceañera, or two weddings going up on the north end of the grounds, and over on the west side of the grounds, we could have a couple flat floor shows, like a craft show or something like that going on. So it's just that's what happens most weekends.
Are there any, have you got any new buildings, new structure you want to talk about?
Absolutely. Our foundation is getting ready to open up the brand new 1861 Club. This is going to be a facility that's located kind of right in the center of the grounds. If you've been at the Kansas State Fair before, Domestic Arts Building, and then there was an old wooden structure just to the east of that. That was the old Fine Arts Building. And what they have done is they tore that down and they created the new 1861 Club, and it is open to the public during fair time. There will have adult beverages in there. They'll have some entertainment in there. They'll have food in there. But this also gives us a year-round ability to have other events on the grounds as well, like other wedding venue type things on the grounds or corporate events or things like that. So it'll draw in a new clientele as well.
Okay. So how about the grandstands? The racetrack in good shape? We're still doing car races out there?
Yes, we're still working with Phil Nightingale over at Mahometan Ford, and they have been running races just about every month. We have two left this season. There's one the weekend right after fair, and then there's one also the first weekend in October. From what I've seen, he's got a pretty good attendance numbers coming in. This is kind of, for us, it is more so a rental. They rent the facility from us, so we don't do a whole lot with it. But then as far as the grandstands, they're looking at increasing the numbers for 2025, and we'll start that conversation right after fair time.
Okay, during the fair, you've got a lineup of entertainment at the grandstand. Usually got a number of acts that come in. Let's talk about that for a little bit. What do you got lined up this year for the
Absolutely. We're really, really excited. I mean, and I said that every year, because bringing in entertainment is a big part of fair industry along with the livestock side. But this year, we open up the Kansas State Fair with Winona Judd and Kimberly Perry. Kimberly was one of the three siblings from the band Perry, and she's gone out on her own. So that'll be a phenomenal concert. Ticket sales are going really, really well for that. And then we go into Saturday, the first Saturday, which will be the 7th of September, and we have the Goo Goo Dolls on stage. And again, all these tickets are selling really, really well. Something that we started last year is we are looking at diversifying our entertainment at our grandstand. So we started a Hispanic or Latino day at the fair along with entertainment. And we're doing that again this year. We have a 3 o'clock start, and it's a combination of mariachi bands, dancers, Hispanic DJs, and then we've got two very, very good bands. La Lancia Nortina is our closing band, and we're really happy about how things are going with that. Monday, we have our Demolition Derby. Tuesday, we're kind of changing it up a little bit. You know, the Taylor Swift thing is a big thing out there now with the Kelce love triangle, what you want to call
whatever.
So what we did is obviously we couldn't even afford to bring in one of Taylor's shoes, so we worked with a company called Let's Sing Taylor, and it is a live band experience that this band does just Taylor Swift songs, and that has been a pretty big hit for the young kids as well. Wednesday's our Christian night. We have Casting Crowns with Katie Nicole. Thursday, we're going to do an event. We started last year bringing in some tribute bands, and what we've done this year is we're working with a band called Broadway's Rock of Ages Band. A lot of these entertainers within this band are straight off of Broadway in New York and have performed in the Broadway's Rock of Ages show. And so they're coming in, and they're putting on a show for us on Thursday night. They're also doing a master class, and what we're doing here is we've invited kids from all over Reno County and anywhere that they wanted, you know, that we could get out to, and inviting them in for the afternoon. And some of the artists from this band, Broadway's Rock of Ages Band, are going to get out and talk to these kids, talk to them about, you know, I was in drama in high school, I was in band, I was in choir, and this is how it led me to get to Broadway and be able to perform on Broadway. And then we're also going to be working with some college classes and bringing them in and talking to them also of you know, how they get their start and maybe get to Broadway. But then three individuals will have a special package that they'll be able to go to the concert. They'll be able to be backstage meeting with the group. So it's kind of a really neat part to this night. Friday night, we have Pop Evil with Diamante, more of our rock. And then Saturday, we have Riley Green with Ella Langley. They both have a song out together, and ticket sales for this is selling really, really well. So if you haven't gotten your tickets, I definitely tell you to get out and get those. And then we close out the Kansas State Fair with the Oak Ridge Boys and Rockland Road. And this, too, has been just a huge hit on the series of our concerts.
And you're listening to Issues 2024 on the Odyssey radio stations. Our guest is Kansas State Fair General Manager Brian Schultz. And Brian, let's talk about tickets for a little bit. How much are they? Where can we purchase them? What's
Absolutely.
The story? Yeah.
Sure. Yes. So I would highly recommend, you know, we do have our pre-sales out there right now. So, and that will run through the 5th. So if you haven't bought your tickets, get out and get those. You can get your Kids Gate admission tickets for $4. They'll go up on the 6th to $6. Adults 13 and over are $7 in advance, $10 starting the day of show. Seniors are $4. They go to $6. And then our military with ID are $4 for both events. Now, what I will tell you is if you want to go to the concerts, please, 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 do not go to a second and third tier ticket site. Make sure you're going to the KansasStateFair.com website, clicking on buy your tickets, because if you go somewhere else and buy them, you're not guaranteed to A, get them. Are they going to be the seats that you wanted? And the biggest thing is if something happens, we have no control over it because we didn't sell them to you. We can't give you refunds. We can't do that kind of stuff. So here at least you know you're getting what we're telling you you're going to be getting. So if it's the seat location, it's the price. We've seen where people have paid two and three times more for the same seat that they could have got if they would have ordered them directly from us.
Ooh, wow. Good advice. So
yeah.
The web page is just what?
Just go to KansasStateFair.com.
There you go.
And up on the top, it says buy tickets. Click on that. Follow the links. It's going to take you out to eTix. And that is our ticket provider here at the Kansas State Fair. And that's the only one you should be buying your tickets from, because that is the actual Kansas State Fair.
Absolutely. All right. Now, we assume you're going to have some rides on the Midway. Talk about that for a little bit, please.
Yes, yes. The carnival has already started loading in. We will have a great lineup again. They did send us their ride list, so we know that we're going to have some extreme rides. We're going to have roller coasters again this year. For those little ones that are coming out to the fair, we'll have a great selection of kiddie rides. And, you know, that we've had quite a few wristband sales for to be able to purchase their wristbands early. We still do have it where you can get them for $30, so make sure that you're calling into the Kansas State Fair ticket office, and they'll take care of you. There will be 7 of the 10 days will be wristband days, including Dylan's Dollar Day. So you'll want to make sure you get those in advance. Otherwise, you will be paying the $35 for the wristbands.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, tell me about the giant pumpkin contest.
You know, that is something that is really, really unique. Last year, I mean, they were just huge amounts of size-wise. And it's fun to see how somebody can just grow this, like, in their backyard. And then what I've heard is that some of the people that have record-setting ones, I think the last year's was about 1,200, almost 1,300 pounds that came in. So it's quite interesting to see the sizes. And then what they've been doing, from my understanding, is they actually sell some of the seeds from these pumpkins so people can continue this process of growing the largest pumpkins.
Sure. Now, is there a butter sculpture this year?
Yes, there is. And unfortunately, I don't even know what it is yet because we find out when she gets here and starts creating it.
Yeah, every year it's a surprise, isn't it?
It is a surprise, even for me as the general manager, well, yes.
Okay, so what's the Cowboy Circus? I saw this on the webpage.
Sure, yes. Danny Grant, he's a good friend of mine. I've known him for several years. He is a kid at heart. He loves rodeo, loves being able to get out with the kids and teach them how to rope and talk rodeo with these kids. And as we know that the carnivals or the fairs and things across the country are becoming more and more urban, so kids don't know what a rodeo is, probably have never seen a cow up close or a horse and even to talk rodeo. And Danny Grant is so good with these kids, teaches them how to rope, talks rodeo, and he's amazing. He is truly amazing.
Okay. Now tell me about the food. That's always a big deal. What's available?
Oh, absolutely. Yep, and we've got 5 things that we're featuring this year. One of them from the Deuce 6 quesadilla trailer is going to be a s'mores quesadilla, and this is going to be chocolate and marshmallow folded in between a quesadilla and then chocolate chips and mini marshmallows on the top to create the whole s'more effect. We have a pretzel-wrapped pickle. That is going to be from Brackett's Concessions, and this is going to, just basically what it says, is going to be a pickle that has been wrapped in a pretzel dough and then served with your favorite sauces of either mustard or cheese or ranch. We've got some grilled cheese slammers from the mac and cheese truck that will have like a barbecued pork, mac and cheese, fried pickles. So that kind of gives a really cool taste. We have a brisket sausage sandwich from Carrie's Beer Garden. And Charlie's Wine Garden is doing a taco burger sliders. And that'll be a 4-pack that's going to have Hawaiian sliders with a lot of your favorite foods in there. So, you know, and we're going to have our traditions. We've got our Pronto Pups. We have our cucumber stuffed with like chicken salad and that kind of stuff for a lighter side. We've got our cheese curds. I mean, you name it. You know, I save up all year my calories so I can come out here and eat during the Kansas State Fair.
Funnel cake?
Funnel cake, yep, absolutely.
Yeah. We talked about, I think, some new things, but is there anything new about the fair this year that you would like to mention?
Well, I think, you know, just again, we're doing, it's not new because we started a couple years ago. We have the Chiefs Red Friday coming out, and that will be sponsored by the Kansas Lottery. That'll be the final Friday of the fair. And we're bringing out Super Bowl trophies 57 and 58. So you can come out and get your picture taken with that. We're going to have the Rumble Drumline. We're going to have Casey Wolf. I mean, so it'll be a full Kansas Chiefs day sponsored by the lottery, so that'll be really cool. We're also working with Wichita State. They're going to have Shocker Sunday. That'll be the closing Sunday. They're coming out with their band, their cheerleaders, some of their athletes, and it's going to be a full Shocker Sunday, so that'll be amazing. We're trying to beef up some really neat new ways of bringing people out here. And, you know, one of the things that we hear a lot from people is, are there any ways to save money? If I've got a fairly large family, how do I come out to the fair and enjoy it kind of on a budget? Well, there's several different ways that you can do that. For seniors, our first Friday, sponsored by Kansas Disabilities Services, is our Young at Heart Day. And if you're 55 or older, you'll be able to get in for $2. Dylan's Dollar Day, if you have the Dylan's Plus card, you get in for free for one person. Otherwise, it's a dollar. Tuesday and Thursday is 4 after 4, so it's $4 after 4 o'clock. And then Friday, if you're a member of the Kansas Lottery and you're a play-on member, you get in for $2 as well. So, and there's still opportunities to buy your season pass, which is $50, and that'll get you in for all 10 days. It's normally a $100 value. You can buy it for $50. Again, get to the ticket office in advance of the fair starting.
What's the most popular attraction at the fair?
You know, I think our birthing center is
really
one of the largest ones. Yeah, kids love to go in there. Like I said, we're about 5 to 7 generations removed from the family farm, so a lot of kids have never seen a baby calf that was just born or a piglet that has just been born. You know, normally we'll have 2 sows that will birth while they're here on the grounds. One year we had like 24 piglets from one of the sows, and the kids just being able to see that and learn about it, a baby calf, you know, one of our sheep or our goats that have had their babies. That's a huge thing for people to see. So, and just the livestock side of it, and all of our free stage roaming. So lots of different things, but I think our livestock side is one of the bigger ones.
What's the biggest challenge facing the fair, Ryan?
You know, I think the economy is kind of a big thing. People are looking for a budget way to go out with their family. A lot of people are doing more staycations, and that's kind of what we're doing. You know, I look back at our history, and we have not increased our gate prices. We have lots of opportunities on the grounds from, you know, the Hedricks pig racing to their petting zoo to free onstage entertainment. So for $10 to come in for an adult, $5 for a kid, it's still pretty, or $6 for a kid, it's still pretty cheap entertainment.
Wait a minute. Did you got the pig races?
We got the pig races back this year. Yep, we were able to incorporate them into the same location as the petting zoo. And so it'll be right there on the south side of the grandstand.
I love the pig races. It may be my favorite deal. One year, okay. I got to be the honorary starter for one of them. So there you go.
Yeah, yep.
Brian, what's the best part of your job?
I think being able to walk around the grounds and seeing the smiles on everybody's faces, sitting and, like I said, talk to them, finding out why they come to the fair, what kind of traditions they've built, and just knowing that all the time that we put in to putting on the fair means something to somebody. And we get that a lot, that people, you know, this is their yearly tradition, and they love coming to the state fair.
Oh, 110 years. And what did you say earlier? What are you predicting, or what kind of attendance do you really want to have? What would be your optimum?
You know, we would love to get back to that 350,000 people. Last year, the closing Saturday, we had over 60,000 people on the grounds.
So
we're not going to get into, you know, Iowa just closed last week. They were like 1.1, 1.15 million people. The Minnesota State Fair is in progress right now. You know, they're that 1 million to 1.5 million. We know we're never going to get to that. We don't have the population like they do. The State Fair of Texas, the same, you know, million plus. Well, we would be happy with that 350 to 400, eventually getting up to 500 over the 10 days. But, you know, it's just going to take a little time to get people back into it.
Well, thanks for being with us. Best of luck. Hope the weather is good. That always helps. And we look
Absolutely.
Forward to seeing you. Now, that our guest is, of course, the Kansas State Fair General Manager, Brian Schultz, and the Fair is this year from the 6th through the 15th. That's all for this edition of Issues 2024. I'm Steve McIntosh.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.